This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. In the 1950s in America, there was a TV show called This Was Your Life, where a person stood on a stage and had voices of his past, off camera, relate stories or incidents from their life and accomplishments. And together, it was a running biography of the life of that one person. One day in the future, for all of us, we will have that done, for each of us, our complete lives in review, and the moderator or presenter will be God Himself. We will all see how well we have done in our lives in the judgment of God. In fact, that is what it will be, Judgment Day. The overriding question above all questions will not be how charitable you were in life or how kind you were to your neighbor. But what did you do about Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact. Let me begin the program today with this confession. In and of and from myself, personally, I am a complete and total failure before God. In my heart, at the most basic, raw level, I have nothing good to offer God that He would find acceptable. The theological term is total depravity. I am as bad as possible, and God is 100% perfection, purity, brilliant, white light, and total goodness. There is an enormous gap of morality between myself in my natural state and God Almighty. Trying as hard as I can with all my might and strength, I can never in my own personal strength even come close to the 100% perfection standard that God requires for entrance to heaven and the joys of eternal life with Him. There is wonderfully good news in this message today. But before I can get to that extremely good news, I must plainly show the bad news of a human life lived without God and without the saving and purifying power of Jesus Christ. Romans 3:10-11 says, "As it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God." Jeremiah 17:9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can understand it?" Psalm 51:5 tells us, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." 1 John 3:4, "Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness." Mark 7:21-23, Jesus said, "For from within, out of the heart of a person come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these vile things come from within. They are what defile you." James 2:10 says, "For whoever keeps the whole law of God but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it." Romans 8:7, "For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to the law of God. Indeed, it cannot." So the point of all these Bible verses is this: we are morally and eternally hopeless without complete faith and trust in the saving and purifying power of Jesus Christ when we repent, change our evil ways of living, and trust in Jesus to make us right before God and thereby prepared for heaven for all eternity. I would not be a very nice person if I failed to warn you of the certainty of eternal hell with its agony of torments. You see, you have a reservation for hell that you need to cancel. Unless and until you repent and turn the control of your life over to Jesus Christ, as revealed in His holy word, the Bible, you are naturally and automatically destined for hell. Everyone who lives outside of Christ and apart from Christ, and who ignores and disregards Jesus Christ in their life, everyone has a standing reservation to end up in a never-ending hellish torment. And I will say it again, you really need to cancel your reservation for hell. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, "You can enter the kingdom of God only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it." You see, even as children, when we are at the age where we can know and understand the gospel message of salvation provided by Jesus Christ, we know we should repent and accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, living our lives for Him. This is usually around the teenage years. When we ignore the gospel and intentionally neglect to receive Jesus and become born again, we effectively have our reservation set for an eternity in hell, whether we know it or not. This is the broad way that Jesus described in Matthew 7 that most people choose by default. By failing to choose for Jesus, you then have effectively chosen instead to follow Satan down to hell, even though you think you are choosing to do your own thing in life. You think you are choosing to live life the way that pleases you most, doing what you like with your life. But in reality, you have just avoided the narrow way to eternal life with Jesus in heaven, and have opted, by neglect, to accept your reservation for hell. Again, you need to cancel this reservation. There is no good reason to suffer for all eternity in hell. Do not believe the lies that Satan whispers in your ear that you are basically a good person and things will all work out fine in the end. No need to become a religious fanatic. Just do the best you can, says Satan, and you'll be fine. That is a lie from the pit of hell. In the Gospel book of John, chapter 8, Jesus tells the unbelieving Jewish leaders, "If God were your Father, you would love me, because I have come to you from God. I am not here on my own, but He sent me. Why can't you understand what I am saying? It's because you can't even hear me. For you are the children of your father, the devil, and you love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So when I tell you the truth, you just naturally do not believe me." Friends, salvation all comes down to this. Whom are you going to believe? Satan, the father of lies, or Jesus Christ, the only Son of God? In the last book of the Bible, Revelation, and in chapter 20, we read this graphic description of the final judgment of God. If you become a born-again Christian now, you will never face this horrible destiny. Here is this quote from Revelation. "Then the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the fiery lake of burning sulfur, joining the beast and the false prophet. There they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne and the one sitting on it. The earth and sky fled from his presence, but they found no place to hide. I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before the throne of God. And the books were opened, including the book of life. And the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up its dead, and death and the grave gave up their dead, and all were judged according to their deeds. Then death and the grave were thrown into the lake of fire. This lake of fire is the second death. And anyone whose name was not found recorded in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire." You see, those deeds that it mentions that you will be judged by are your efforts to be good enough for God, but without relying on Jesus to make you acceptable to God. Your own efforts to be good are never good enough. No one can be good enough on their own without Jesus. But for those who do rely completely and only on Jesus Christ to be their Savior from sin and death, that includes eternal death and hell, you become part of what the Bible calls the bride of Christ, made beautiful and ready to be united with Jesus in heaven for all eternity. Here are some selected portions from Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever." And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." And then he said to me, "Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true." And he also said, "It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." And then a little later on in the chapter, "I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple, and the city has no need of sun or moon, for the glory of God illuminates the city, and the Lamb is its light. The nations will walk in its light, and the kings of the world will enter the city in all their glory. Its gates will never be closed at the end of the day, because there is no night there. And all the nations will bring their glory and honor into the city. Nothing evil will be allowed to enter, nor anyone who practices shameful idolatry and dishonesty, but only those whose names are written in the book of life of the Lamb of God." Now, let me pray for you, friend. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins. Honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life. Starting today, by having personal saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa, and this is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from John chapter 1, verses 11 to 13. "He came into the very world he created, but the world did not recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God.